I actually look at it as a blessing. You know, it's a blessing in disguise. You know, when you first get there and you're a highly touted guy, 5-star, 4-star, whatever you are, it's just, you know, it's kind of disappointment. Oh, you're going to be on kickoff team, or you're just going to do this, you're going to do this. But, you know, now looking at the bigger picture and now understanding that that's what I'm going to have to do to get noticed on the NFL, that was, like I said, a blessing in disguise. And, you know, I'm happy and excited to be that I did it when I did it. And so now I'm used to it and I expect it from myself.
Did you pretty much play on teams all 4 years?
Yes, sir. I played on kickoff, kickoff return, punt return, and even field goal my redshirt freshman year.
Okay.
So.
What did you get to prepare for this event? What did you do to get prepared for the combine and all these tests?
I just worked out at USC with Coach Carlisle and strength and conditioning coach. Also, there's about a handful of guys from this year's, the seniors team, worked out there. Guys like Cedric Ellis, Chauncey Washington, Desmond Reed, Dale Thompson, Alex Morrow. All guys who are going to be also participating at the Pro Day April 2nd.
Do you think that was a bigger thing than going off to a speed school?
I think personally for myself it was, just because that's where I've been the past 5 years. You know, they got me into the shape that I have been to play my best football. Why change? You know, I was able to sleep in my own bed, eat it, you know, with my friends, hang out with them, and not change up my routine. You know, when I felt that if I went somewhere away and got off track, maybe my routine might have been messed up, my body time change, anything could have happened. You know, I just wanted to go with my normal routine and just whatever was comfortable.
How much do you think it'll help that you played all three spots, you played special teams, and sort of had to set you aside a little bit.
Right.
Be the, you know, a role player or whatever.
Right. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
In this situation now, where you're probably going to have to come in and do that in the league, but is that now a huge benefit to you?
Absolutely. I mean, we were just talking about that a second ago. It's helped me out tremendously, just because I know what not to expect because I haven't been there yet. But if that role, if I do have to wear that hat, I'm going to be able to, just because I've done it for, you know, 4 years at USC, playing with some of the best athletes, you know, in the country. Special teams is something that's second nature to me now. You know, at the beginning it was kind of a task that I felt that maybe I didn't want to do or I had to do it, but now I enjoy it and now I look forward to it. You know, just another opportunity to show who I am, you know, on the football field.
What kind of teammate was Keith Rivers?
Keith Rivers was a good teammate. He was soft-spoken off the field, but on the field, you know, he knows what he's doing as far as his assignments. He watches film. He breaks it down. He knows, you know, what to expect from himself, what to expect from his teammates. He wants to make sure that everybody's putting in the same amount of work he is. And, I mean, the guy's just a competitor. Overall, just a competitor. He competes in everything he does. Yeah, I would probably say that and how much he competes, you know, and he plays this whole game for respect. You know, maybe not, I don't know if everybody knows that, but every time he says, you know, I don't know what you're going to do for your respect, but, you know, I'm going to earn mine today. And we always say that before the game, and, you know, I think he's done that. You know, I think everybody around college football and the NFL respects him.
Do you know where that came from?
No, I mean, I don't know. I think he's just always been like that, you know. He just always, once he got into number 55, he wanted to be mentioned with those guys after he leaves.
Is that kind of a mantra you guys adapted, the respect thing?
The respect, yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, we call USC, we call it LBU, you know, Linebacker University, and we just all have, you know, tremendous respect for each other, but then we respect the game. So, you know, we tell each other, you know, if you give to the game, it's going to give back to you.
Thomas, when did the Hitman thing start?
That started redshirt freshman year. Coach Carroll called me the Hitman. We were running through some drills, and, you know, I was first in line, and he said, all right, next up, Thomas the Hitman Williams. And, you know, everyone kind of laughed at it. And then, you know, after he started calling me for a few weeks, you know, everybody started to respect it. And that's who I was, and not just people made fun of it. You know, they actually said it with some bass in their voice.
Well, I wonder it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. When you hear that, does it fire you up even more?
Yeah, it fires you up a little bit more. But I mean, like I said, why Keith plays, I play, just for respect, you know, not for how much money. But if somebody calls you that, the Hitman, you know, and it's not in a joking fashion, how Coach Carroll and the other coaches and my teammates use it, that's a tremendous amount of respect that they have for me. And, you know, I couldn't do anything but continue to try and, you know, make the hits and, you know, live up to that nickname, I guess, if you call, because they have so much faith in me.
Is it tough being a hitman on the offensive side of the ball?
To be honest with you, it was the first time since high school I played offense, so it was a little bit difficult at the beginning, but I think playing defense and all the positions on defense, I was able to pick it up faster than probably somebody who came in as a true freshman and had to play it. So I think it benefited me, like I said, playing defense first. But to answer your question as far as hitman on offense, I'll probably say it's easier for me to hit on defense than...